is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, and welcome back to it here on this Thursday. Where in the world is Matt Lauer? Remember that whole gag? Well, he's probably hanging out with Charlie Rose somewhere, having a moment. Matt Lauer now responding for the first time to his dismissal. He says he's sorry. Well, of course. You know, there is one guy, by the way, there's one guy at NBC News who's smiling today. That's Brian Williams. Yeah, Brian Williams going, and they thought I screwed up. Lion Brian has got those, well, he's got a smile in his eyes today. Let's see here. The Matt Lauer statement is as follows. This comes one day after he was booted by NBC. And then the depth of the depravity at NBC News is breathtaking. Here's Matt Lauer's statement. Sip your coffee and enjoy. There are no words to express my sorrow and regret for the pain I have caused others by words and actions. To the people I have hurt, I am truly sorry. As I am writing this, I realize the depth of the damage and disappointment I've left behind at home and at NBC. Some of what is being said about me is untrue or mischaracterized. But there is enough truth in these stories to make me feel embarrassed and ashamed. I regret that my shame is now shared by the people I cherish dearly. Repairing the damage will take a lot of time and soul-searching, and I'm committed to beginning that effort. It is now my full-time job. The last 2 days have forced me to take a very hard look at my own troubling flaws. It's been humbling. I am blessed to be surrounded by the people I love. I thank them for their patience and grace. All right, so that comes from Matt Lauer. Let's go to somebody who I actually trust and believe, Rob in Clarkston. I don't even know Rob, but he's on the hotline, and I trust him more than Matt Lauer. Rob, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for that vote of confidence. I'm very grateful for that. I'm a dedicated listener, Steve.
Thank you for that.
Now, I've listened to your interviews this morning with Lieutenant Governor Kelly and Tim Walberg, and I have to tell you, it's very reminiscent of Charlie Brown and Lucy Van Pelt with the football. You know, these guys think that we are Charlie Brown. It's obvious both of them have gone to the Hazel O'Leary Charm School. You remember Hazel O'Leary?
Go ahead, fill me in.
Well, she was the Secretary of Energy from 1993 to 1997 in the Clinton administration.
I can't believe I don't remember who that is. Go on, Rob.
Okay, so she would speak not a lot like Governor Grandstand, with the gesticulation, all
right.
Waving of arms and all this drama, you know, and trying to get the point across by speaking in meaningless platitudes endlessly. And that's what those two guys, both of them, did.
That's not fair. I think Tim Walberg, now hold on, I actually think Tim Walberg's a stand-up guy. I think he does believe in this country, and I think he believes in tax reform. I may not always agree with him, but I don't think they're just platitudes and puffery. Do you really believe that?
Okay, so everybody believes in tax reform, and everybody believes in these things, and they talk about it, but they do nothing.
Well, that's important, but I think something's about to happen.
Doing
what's
nothing
really
is important, that's for sure.
No, what's important,
it keeps them in Washington, D.C., taking advantage of all the perks, like having somebody pay for your sexual dalliances.
Well, I don't think that Congressman Walberg had any of those. Trust me on that.
Well, was he on the committee that passed it? I heard I heard Candace Miller on the radio. She was the chairman of the committee that signed that legislation, and she doesn't remember anything about it.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? He says, well, does Wahlberg, and so does Bill Heisinger here yesterday, said they were unaware of this fund, of this protection. You know, I have found Tim Wahlberg and Bill Heisinger to be, you know, upstanding and honest individuals in my dealings with them. So I can't say that I don't believe them on this. Tim Wahlberg, a former pastor, I don't believe is out. I don't think he has a button under his desk or anything of that nature. I don't think Bill Heisinger is doing anything inappropriate. In fact, I would say the vast majority of people in general don't behave in this fashion. And Rob, I greatly appreciate the phone call. But let's be honest, tax reform is close. Ron Johnson's going to get us what we need for small businesses, I believe, in the amendment today. And if that gets through, then everything looks pretty good, doesn't it? The Wall Street Journal says we're hitting on all cylinders in the economy for the first time in 10 years. That's on the front page of the Wall Street Journal today. So something's going right. Now, I don't mind the fact that Congress has an approval rating of about 11%, maybe 12%, but it's right around that number. Yeah, pretty stunning, really. But the bigger questions loom around John Conyers. He should step down at this point. I mean, the allegations of the woman on television last night as she was sitting there with tears in her eyes talking about it, said she felt powerless and helpless to do anything about it, pulled over by police at one point because they were all over the road because he was putting his hands all over her, not on the steering wheel, apparently. At any rate, I believe we're getting to where we need to be as far as tax reform. Yeah, has it been a slow-producing Congress? Yes, it has, but not because of Tim Wahlberg or Republicans from Michigan's congressional constituency. Most of those roadblocks have come from places in Arizona, specifically John McCain and Jeff Flake. Other problems exist with Mitch McConnell, there's no question. As you well know, anybody that listens to this program, I'm not a huge fan of Mitch McConnell, although he did do something extremely important, and don't forget about it. He blocked Merrick Garland. Flat out blocked Merrick Garland, who had been put up by Barack Obama to fill the vacancy on the Supreme Court. He said no. So Mitch McConnell, as much as you may despise him, did something that was very important. Here's another news flash for you. Because of what's happening now, Donald Trump will have more impact on the federal bench, and I mean the lower courts, which have a lot more going on than the Supreme Court, all your circuits, courts of appeals, and your federal courts, and your federal benches. He'll have more impact than any president in more than 40 years because of the number of vacancies being filled by Donald Trump. By the kind of judges that you voted for the kind of judges that you want. That's why you voted for Donald Trump, because you wanted conservative judges. That's what you're going to get. You're not always going to like the result either, by the way, because if you're a consumer, oftentimes these rulings are not going to go your way. Trust me on this. Some of these things you're not going to like. Arbitration and different things and processes that are being forced upon the people that are not as wonderful as they would have you believe. These are going to be some of the things you don't like about a conservative judiciary, but they are coming your way. So take a breath, everybody. It'll all be fine. And I believe, unless John McCain throws a curveball, I think Collins is on board. I think Murkowski is on board. When Ron Johnson gets an amendment through to reduce taxes on small business LLCs and S-Corps, this is going to sail through and it will make it to the president's desk. At least that's the way it appears today. 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show.